Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, family pastor Scott Torres talks with Pastor Charlie Cole from West Cabarrus Church for part two of our discussion on Generation Z. Who are they? What are their characteristics? And how can we encourage parents as they disciple them?
I'm here again with Charlie Cole, discipleship pastor and longtime youth pastor, now serving at West Cabarrus Church. And last time we were together, we spoke about Generation Z. We gave some characteristics about them. Where I'd like for us to go today, Charlie, is how can we help parents, youth leaders, everyday disciple makers, how can we help them engage this generation, Generation Z? How can we help them engage them and help them follow Jesus?
Yeah, the first thing I would say is pause for a second and take a deep breath and just realize this is okay. You're going to survive this, parent. The second thing would be in relaxing for just a minute and going, okay, we'll get through this, but is to recognize this group has a need for community. They're searching, they're creating that identity, and so learning and teaching them how to be with each other and how to be in community with the important people around them. And that can be online some, but really teaching them how to be present in community with a screen not in front of them.
That's good. I was just sitting there thinking, how do we do this? How does this look in the church, for example? What are some of the things that maybe you guys do at your church or in your gatherings where you help cultivate community, whether it be online or offline?
Absolutely. So one of the key things for us, and it's so simple, has just been, boy, after a message, after a talk, we're putting students in a group for discussion. There's key questions that we're cultivating. All right, here's the content that you've heard. How do you respond to that? Here's some probing questions, and there's a key leader that goes with them. And for us, it's generational. That same leader is with them from sixth grade all the way to 12th grade. And so the community aspect, but really teaching them to ask questions and building community around content.
Okay. So helping, encouraging community, moving them towards community. One of the ones I thought about was as a parent, as a leader, as a youth leader, we have the Holy Spirit. Now, why is that important for me? Sometimes I feel like, you know, the older I get, the more I fall behind on relating, engaging with Generation Z or younger generations. And, you know, it can get a little bit of, it can get overwhelming for me. And so the reminder that I have the Holy Spirit who's going to help me, who's going to use me as I seek him, as I rely on him, as I yield to him, he'll help me do the work of everyday discipling, everyday parenting, if I could say it that way. So having the Holy Spirit, anything else that comes to your mind when it comes to helping engage this generation?
Be willing to ask them the hard questions. This generation is looking for answers to the big questions that sometimes we want are more interested in dodging, and this group is looking to discuss it and to come to, because in their mind they're already forming either an answer or an identity around it within their culture. Because of their availability to information, they don't feel a shock to it. And so being willing to engage that and then speak into that with biblical truth is incredibly key.
And I think another one for me would be with parents, as a parent of teenagers or a teenager, my shift on how I approach discipling them or engaging them, you know, for example, when it comes to media usage, it's real easy to go, just put it away or get rid of it. And that could be that could be helpful at times, but we are living in a digital age, and it will probably always be this way. So instead of kind of thinking along those mind or that type of mindset, it's kind of more so helping kids think about things like, who do you want to become, and how does your online time or your social media usage or your electronic device, how is that helping you to become the person that you want to be? And what do you want to be? You know, any thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important for parents, grandparents, leaders. Number one, be on the same team and know, try to be as communicating as possible. But at the same time, know the limitations you want to put in place. But at the same time, knowing there's coming a day where those limitations will be away and they'll have that freedom. So as moving forward towards that time of launching them into the world, is there's got to be engaging those conversations and doing so. But man, does it need to be shepherded in this day and time that you know what is going in.
And I think one last thing before we go here. I think helping parents, helping students, helping your kids, helping my kids to kind of get their gaze off themselves is something that is much needed. If you think about social media, for example, you think about an online presence, it can seem that it's geared to be all about the individual or all about the self. And as parents, as we engage our kids, as we disciple others, you know, one of the things that the gospel does is it frees us from making the world about ourselves. It frees us from putting ourselves at the center of the world. It allows us to put Jesus and others at the center of our worlds. And so helping them navigate the gospel, helping them navigate getting their minds and their eyes off of themselves and onto Jesus and onto others, I think that's a critical question or something to really think about. So anyway, I hope this time was helpful. Charlie, thanks again for being with us.
Absolutely.
Thank and parents, you. We're praying for you as you are discipling your kids.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.